the 16th verse. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper, and he bade many. Listen to what it said. He said, a certain man made a great supper, and he bade many to come. And he sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. You know, with your wife, and mama used to have a fit. Grandma used to have a fit. Grandma had, over in Round Peak, had one of them old triangle things where you'd take a steel bar and run around in it and ring the bell, dinner bell, for them to come in. I think I got one at the house. But how disappointed mamas and grandmas were when you didn't come when the meal was prepared. And it said here, a certain man, and he sent them out. And he said in the 18th verse, said, supper's ready in the 18th verse. And he said, and they all with one consent begin to make excuses. And I invited some to the supper last night. And you know, I know everybody's got everything to do, and I understand that. But is it not so easy to make an excuse why we don't come to the house of God? I'm going to tell you, look, the Lord has went through a lot of suffering and a lot of pain to make it possible for for us to come to the house of God. And he said, they begin to make excuse. The first said unto him, I've bought a piece of ground. I must need go and see it, and I pray that they have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. And I guess that's one of the most messed up excuses that we could have in our country today. And glory to God, if the two are one flesh, it's terrible when one is pulling one way and another way. And so I believe that God expects us to take the Word of God just like it says it. And the husband and the wife work together, not be big eyes and little ewes. And it's not Janet's job, amen, to preach the gospel. It's my job. But it's her job to help me. And I heard a pastor say the other day, and he said, I'm just the preacher. He said, my wife's the pastor. Man, I don't get that. I don't get that. Did y'all get that? He said, I'm the preacher, but she's the pastor. Think where we're at today, church. Think where we're at today. Because the men got so sorry, so lazy, amen, the women have had to step up into the pulpit. How about it? And it's blooming in our land today, and the Bible don't back it up. The Bible don't back it up. And he said, so that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said unto the servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And he said, and the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is still room. And he plainly told us, he said, go into the master of the house, the man of the house that had fixed the wedding supper, glory to God. He said, he was angry with the people because they wouldn't go. And he said, go out into the highways and hedges. And you know, that tells me something there, that there will come a falling away of the church. And I look at that today, glory to God, that there is a falling away of the church. And I believe maybe TJ said, and they've been singing Christmas carols for several years here at Mount Vernon. And he said he believed he'd never seen a time of rejection when they knocked on the door to sing a Christmas carol, how the people would crack the door and some would shut the door and go back into their house. What's wrong with a group of people that can't handle a Christmas carol? I'm telling you, it's a falling away in the church today. And the Bible said there'd be a falling away whether we want to believe it or not. There'd be a falling away before the Lord comes back. So we can look, glory to God, all through these parables, and this was a parable, but he was telling us, glory to God, the supper is ready, and what I've done to prepare this thing for you, and you rejected me, and you walk away, and you won't come to the supper because you want to do. This shows me that it's the church, amen, that don't come to the supper of the Lord, the marriage supper of the Lord. The church has got tired of the Word of God. God. The church has been deceived by Satan. The church has walked after other gods. The church is not excited about the coming back of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're more excited about the things of the world than we are the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's many things out there as time has changed, and TV and networks and sports and all the things and the Facebooks of this world that's out there. There's many things to take you away that's pleasurable to the flesh. But glory to God, it's not good for the soul. I thought about it'd do me good, amen, to just let an old Christian sing Amazing Grace to me and me sit back and rejoice and realize what the amazing grace of God is. And I know the younger people don't think exactly like we do, but one day they're going to see this is the truth, how the church has fell away from God. We've been here many, many years, and I've watched it come and go. I've watched people sit and testify of the goodness of God, and I've watched them crawl back into their shell and quit praising God. I've watched them step out and say, God's called me to preach, and I've watched them back down. I've watched them step out and say, we are a singing group. God has called us into this group, and the groups are busted all to pieces today. I'm going to tell you something, honey. If God's got His hand on you, you will finish this work. There's too many wants to satisfy flesh or recognition from on high. Bless God, if it's a work of God, it will finish. There ain't enough devils in hell to stop it. Glory to God, we might get discouraged. We might complain. We might mutter a little bit, but glory to God, God called me to the marriage supper one day. I'm glad, glory to God, and I was in terrible shape. I was without money. I was without clothes. Everything had fell apart. I didn't have food, glory to God. I probably did have some, but they wasn't cooked, amen. And I was in a terrible shape because sin and my father, the devil, had took me down to the valleys of destruction. And Jesus Christ come by and He said, if you'll come and sup with me, I'll sup with you. I'm glad today, glory to God, that He picked me up. An old man, amen, that couldn't get up by himself. I had crawled in the floor. I drank liquor till my legs wouldn't work. And I'd crawled around the old commode. I needed a little help. And about that time, the Spirit of Almighty God passed by. Amen. And picked me up and made a new creature out of me. Not to go back into the sins of the world, but to better myself along the way. Every step I take to pass out my word that God gave to me, the testimony of Jesus Christ, that He died on the cross that we could be set free. And today we're dying and going to hell because we rejected the supper of Almighty God. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Just keep praying. My throat's getting better. Amen. And the servant said, Lord, it's done. When the man said go and the servant said, it's done. Can I tell you something? When God tells us something to do, it needs to be done. Amen. We need to get up and go do it instead of questioning it. I've been one all my life, and I like to die with spinal meningitis before I would take the church to pastor. And God dealing with my heart. I'd rather preach than to eat when I was hungry. I love the Word of God, but I'm scared to death of pastor. I'm scared to death. I'm afraid I'd fall flat on my face. Honey, but God put me flat on my back, amen, and I realized that the only way I could make it was the Lord Jesus Christ. I found out I was saved, but if I wasn't in the will of God, I don't get the blessings of God. I don't get the touch of God. Amen. Glory to God. Listen to me. You can quarrel and fight with your wife and the church if you want to, but the Spirit of God has walked away from you. You've walked away from the Spirit of God. Amen. You've not done what God said for us to do. He told us to love one another. How do you think it was easy when He went on the cross, went on to the tomb? Do you think it was easy? He said, let this cup pass from me. Life is not easy today. It ain't all shouts. It ain't all praising and getting glory for yourself. Glory to God, there's some hard times. There's afflictions. There's tribulations. There's trouble. But glory to God, God's bigger than any of our troubles. Praise His holy name. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord said unto His servant, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come into my house, may be filled. So the church has survived, honey, over 2,000 years. Can I tell you what the Lord wants? That His house might be filled. Why has Satan fought the churches like he has? Why has the corona brought down division in the churches like I've never seen it in my lifetime? 53 years as a Christian, I've never seen nothing come into a church that hit a whole church like corona did. I've seen separations. I've seen jaws slap. Amen. I've seen them almost fight in church. I've seen all kinds of troubles in church. But I've never seen nothing like corona as separating and division in the house of the living God. So where does it come from? It's straight out of hell. Straight out of hell, and we need to stand against it. For I say unto you that none of these men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. That's the word of God. He said, none of my men which are bid can taste of my supper. Bless God, He invited you to come. Turn over to Matthew 22. We'll read what the word of God said in Matthew 22. If you turn in there, when the Lord has sent out an invitation, Titus tells us the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously in this present world. Glory to God. And he said last night, we mentioned there out of Matthew 11, the Word of God said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your soul. Well, glory to God. I thought about that old cow that was unruly and tried to run through the fence, and you had to put a yoke on them. That's the way they used to do it. Take a wire, fork, a stick, amen, until they couldn't get through the fence and tie it across the top. Amen. When the cow started through, it hung up. I'm glad with the yoke of God when I start to jump the fence. Woo! I'm glad the yoke of God stopped me, turned me around. Amen. And I realized the pasture's greener right where I was at than that I was looking at on the other side. I got better at home than anything I've looked at. Glory to God. Amen. It's awful easy to get to looking across the fence. We need the yoke of God on us. Amen. Said, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. Let me go on. Matthew 22. I'm preaching on the marriage supper of the Lamb. Matthew 22 in the first verse. And Jesus answered, and he spake unto them again by a parable. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. So he said, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king, like God, which made a marriage supper for his son, Jesus, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings and my kill and all things are ready, coming to the marriage. But they made light of it. Let me tell you something today. When a bunch of kids are standing out there singing joy to the world, and they shut the door, they've rejected the Spirit of God. They turned away the Spirit of God. I'd like to tell you something else. When we turn away the convicting power of God at invitation time, or maybe just in our bed or riding down the road, wherever God convicts your heart, when we say no to the Lord Jesus Christ, we are bidden to His supper and we won't come. And I'm going to tell you, the Bible said that you won't eat from the kingdom of God. You won't eat from His table, amen, when you reject the Word of God. And the Word of God today has been rejected. If we don't reject the whole part of it, we reject the totally under God. Bible said in James, submit yourself unto God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you.
Amen.
I'm talking about we don't have a true marriage with God.
That's
right. He set up the church, honey, and he set up heaven. He said it's as the kingdom of heaven. And it's like a wheel of the bride. And he's the groom, the bridegroom. And he's coming back after the bride. And he set up the church. The church should be the most respected place in the world.
Amen.
The church should be lifted up above everything else.
Right.
High and lifted up. It should be better taken care of.
Bless you, Lord.
Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready. And they which were bidden were not worthy. How do you get worthy? Only way in the world I could get worthy. And God spoke to me several times in my life. I don't even know the number of times. The only way I can get worthy to go to the kingdom of heaven is repent. Get saved. Mean business and continue there. Are we continuing there?
Bless the Lord.
Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid them to the marriage. 10th verse, 22nd chapter of Matthew. So those servants went out into the highway and gathered together all as many as they were found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on the wedding garment. Get this. And he said unto him, friend, how comest thou hither not having on the wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to that servant, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen.
Amen.
I thought about, we talk about a dress code for church. Josh, I'd like to use you if I can. Josh had worked in the factory. Josh is one of them hot naked fellas. And he always wore Bermudas. When Josh came to church, he didn't know no difference. He wore Bermudas.
Bless the Lord.
And he looked around and there wasn't nobody with shorts on. Nobody had to make him mad.
Right.
I want to tell you, the ones that makes it mad is the ones that want to rebel against the will of God.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Lord, I know nobody ever said anything. But set an example. I wear Levi's sometimes, so I ain't talking that far out there. But he decided, if I'm going to go up there, I'm going to buy me some bridges. Right. Lo and behold, he did it when he got his
eyes. Yeah.
That's good. And
bless the Lord.
And it's been several years since I've seen Josh and Shorts in church.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless
Amen.
The Lord.
So we are an example.
Right. Yeah.
Ladies, if we keep it covered, they want to notice.
Right.
Go ahead, preacher.
If you uncover it, amen, they want to notice.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hello?
Bless
the
Lord.
Right.
So we are an example. How did the king look out there out of all of them people and they come off of the streets and everywhere and there was one that didn't have on the wedding garment?
Bless the Lord.
I wonder how he seen him. Do you think if you don't have on the wedding garment today that Jesus don't see you?
Come on, brother.
I've been to several weddings. Somebody wanted to and somebody forced to and them others just happened. But I thought they'll spend thousands of dollars to put on a long white velvet dress. And they'll dress three ladies on this side of the lot and three ladies on that side of the lot, and the men's got to have on the same kind of clothes. I'm nearly blind, and I can tell who's in the wedding.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So it ain't no trouble for a Christian. Like that king was, he's talking about God.
no trouble for him to look into the audience and see one that don't have only with you.
Right. Right. Amen.
The Bible teaches us about the white robe. It tells us plainly about the white robe. I'm just about done.
Amen.
Amen. Let's turn over to it. I don't have no notes at all. I just probably need some, but I don't have them. Turn over to the 19th chapter of Revelation.
Bless you, Lord.
19th chapter of Revelation. Matthew and Luke leading up to this. The 19th chapter, and I won't read many verses, we'll just read about three or four.
Bless the Lord.
And he said, and let us be glad and rejoice. And this is the 19th chapter of Revelation and the 7th verse. And let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready.
Bless the Lord.
The Baptists will tell you there ain't nothing you can do. I'm going to tell you there's something you can do. You can make yourself ready.
Come on, preacher.
He said the wife made herself ready. How do I make myself ready? I thought about they'll hide over in that room and you ain't supposed to look at this and you ain't supposed to look at that. And they'll dress and make up and they'll fix hair and everything. It's got to be done just like the right. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Make yourself ready. Yeah. So we need some parity. Marriage is honorable.
Bless the Lord.
And God compares marriage to the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
That's honorable. And he said, if we ain't ready, if we won't listen, if we won't come, he said, those that were bidden wasn't worthy. How do we make ourselves worthy? Give ourselves to the Lord.
Right.
I promise you from the depths of my heart,
if
I'd have stayed in the sin round I was in, I wouldn't have no gain today. Tell it to you, I promise.
Amen.
Right. I'd probably been dead and she couldn't have survived. So it's the glory of God. The glory of God. You don't realize that y'all
hateful
too.
Bless the
name. We don't realize it, but we've been there.
Right, amen.
We are. We are different. Why can't we accept each other as we are instead of big eyes and little ears?
Bless
the Lord. Later, I'm going to tell you something. I know. I laid there in bed last night. And I'm your servant. I'm your servant. I don't want to be no bigger than your servant. If you recognize me, praise the Lord for it. If you don't, praise the Lord for it.
Amen.
Glory to God, I just want to be your servant.
Right.
I want to give you everything that I can that God has given me.
Bless the Lord.
I don't want to see you die and go to hell. Amen. I'm preaching on the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Right.
They're coming a great supper, honey. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I'm going to tell you, if we don't have on the wedding garment, we need to be sure we're saved today. We need to know that we're saved. Let me go back to 19 and 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife had made herself ready. For to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen. Can I tell you, the church is going to be arrayed in fine linen. That's what the Word of God said. Clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. So are we clothed with the righteousness of God? I believe what the old king saw when he looked out there, he saw one without righteousness. He saw one that come into the congregation that hadn't repented. He saw one out there and said, how did you get in here? What are you doing in here? He said he called his servants and then let him out. Ain't it going to be awful, church? I don't know about you all, but it scares me. When the books are open and another book was open, which is the book of life, and I stand before Almighty God, Said, I bid you to the supper and you wouldn't come.
Help him.
Yeah. He called his servants and helped him along.
Escorted him out.
Took me off in the outer darkness.
Yeah.
Church, that's awful.
Yeah.
If you're living at the foot of the cross, don't you know somebody that ain't? Don't you know somebody that's been deceived? Don't you know somebody that's given themselves back to the world?
Bless the Lord.
This thing's running out.
Yeah.
Provision, and that's Bible. That's Bible. It's plain Bible. Satan is doing all he can to confuse the church, to get the church mad at one another, to get the church sorry. Sorry that they've not been recognized, or they're not what they need to be, or they're not lifted up. Look what I've done. I'm going to tell you everything I've done has been by the grace of God.
Amen.
And all the years we've been here, in, it's been by the grace of God. The grace of God.
Yeah,
nobody's falling all to pieces, but by the grace of God, we're still here.
Amen.
Carrying the good news, the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Bless you, Lord.
Let me read the Word of God.
Happy,
Lord. Let me read the Word of God. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. Where do you think that our example for marriage comes from? The Word of God.
Right.
Whether we believe it or live by it.
Right.
We say the vow, come on church, till death do us part.
Right.
Stand right in front of the pulpit and lie like on.
Bless the Lord.
Hello? Come to the altar and we lie like no. Say, Lord, I'm going to straighten up. I'm going to live right and go right back into the world.
Amen.
We come to the altar and say, God, I intend for you to be first in my life and go right back out and he's second or third.
Amen.
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 I'm telling us the truth.
Bless him, Lord.
The white robe. Linen clean and white, for the linen is the righteousness of the saint. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see thou do it not, I am thy fellow servant, and of the brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The message today that God has laid on my heart, the marriage supper of the Lamb. Are we going to be ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb? There's going to be a gathering. I don't understand how it's going to all be, but there's going to be the new Jerusalem called down from heaven, and the marriage supper of the Lamb is going to take place. I couldn't tell you. I understand it all. But I'm going to tell you this much that I do understand, that the sinner won't be there. He that don't have on the wedding garment won't be there. He's an adversary that's aggravated us all of our life won't be there. Amen. All of those troubles, glory to God, that we have been through, the sickness, the blindness, amen, the heart problems, the cancer, and whatever y'all have had, amen, glory to God, ain't going to be there. You will need no more operations, brother. Amen. We need to make sure we've got on the robe, the white robe of Christ. Amen. And he said that is the righteousness of the saints. So we need to be righteous. We need to know that we're righteous.
Bless
we need to know that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We don't need to guess on what we're doing. We need to know, and it's an everyday walk of life. If you will, stand to your feet, brother, get us a song. Amen. You tell me, Bill can't preach if he says that message. Come as God speaks to your heart. The altar is wide open.